Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Happy New Year. We've started a new year.
Oh, wow. Already?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel like I finished the last one yet.
Yeah. Well, it has arrived. And so this week we are talking about what are our priorities for the year.
More sleep.
That's just always fitter. On the list, isn't it?
Getting fitter.
So often if we talk about New Year resolutions,
mm-hmm.
that's the kind of thing that you would often put on a New Year's resolution, wouldn't
get
it?
Get more sleep. How do I arrange that?
Yeah. Eat better, exactly, get fitter.
Yeah.
Ones that maybe we can do for a few weeks.
Read a book once a week.
Oh, God. At least a week? Gosh.
That's a day?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole book. I meant you've got a week to read one whole book.
Yeah, I know. I'm still like, whoa. Like, I suppose that's 50 books a year, 52. So that's a good
Could be small challenge. Books. Doesn't have to be a huge thing like, you know, The Hobbit or something.
Yeah. No, that's not on my list. But I wanted to think about this year, and the word that I used in a heartbeat was priority. What are our priorities?
Yeah.
And I really felt that that was on my heart when I was thinking about what to talk about for the first heartbeat of the year. Because I think when we say that something's a priority, we look at it differently.
More likely to do it.
Yeah. Like we know that it's something that we value if we call it a priority.
I like that word, value.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's why priorities I felt like was something that I should share about. Now you could argue, isn't that, Emma, just a little bit of a, it's the same as a resolution? And, well, yeah, you can. I get that. But I suppose the emphasis being on we value priorities is where I was trying to really
hit. Also if we have a list, what would you put to the top of the list?
Mm.
Because, sorry, I'm a list lady.
Yep.
I love lists. Mm. I cross them off. Yes, I've achieved that.
Write
yes.
A list just so you can write a cross off
list. Yeah, that sense of achievement. But I never get to the bottom of the list because life just gets so busy, or I add more things and they go above what's on the bottom sort of thing. And that's so true. What can I aim for that I really, really, really want to do?
Mm. Have you thought about your priorities for the year?
I've started to.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes they're a continuation of what I didn't do last year.
Yeah. Or and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what I didn't quite achieve and I want to achieve better.
Mm.
Like I did want to make sure I stayed healthy. You know, as you get older, you want to stay at least healthy as best as you can. Mm. And I want to continue to work on that, continue to work on the diet and the fitness and the lack of sleep because you need sleep, just the whole functioning of you.
Yeah.
And then not just physically, spiritually work on me.
Mm.
And I guess the spiritually working on me, I've got to put in the effort, but it's God, it's our surrender that then God comes and works on us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking for me this year, seeking his will more, because I think sometimes I can become complacent that if life's just going along as it is, they can become complacent in what it is rather than, well, God, you want to take me to a new place and go further. So I think seeking his will more is something that came to mind. I also think for each of us, God puts words into our mind or comes up in conversations during the day that you go, yeah, that's something
I really need to do.
Yeah, and that'll be different for all of us. So, you know, everyone who's listening, there'll be something that's just sticking in their minds that I really do need to focus on that.
Like something that came to my mind when you were sharing just that. We really have no children at home anymore, except when the grandchildren come and stay back again.
Yep.
Or sometimes the children come over and have a sleepover too.
Have to check out the fridge.
So I really desire to work on my relationship with my husband more.
Mm.
Because we're not retiring yet. Not for a long time.
I can't see that happening.
No. But you are. He's in my life. But he's more in my life because I don't have the children in my life as much, if you know what
running
I mean.
Around, yeah.
So the priority is for our relationship. And we actually went away to do events late November, early December sort of thing. And it was actually so enjoyable. Not that I don't enjoy my husband, but it was so enjoyable because we're at the stage where you just look at each other and smile because you both know what you're both thinking.
Thinking, yeah.
Or you both have this sense of humour where you just laugh at something together.
Mm.
Like you're enjoying life together.
Mm.
Now, of course, there's still arguments and struggles and human, living together.
Mm.
But I really want to work on that.
Yeah, for me in the last year or so, prayer has become really important. And I think I've begun to realise just how important it is. And that's where my relationship from God kind of all flows
from
that. Mm. So if I can surrender more to him through prayer, then the rest of my day or even into the next day, depending, I'm not very good necessarily at praying at the same time every day. So sometimes it'll be late in the night.
That's
sometimes,
okay.
Yeah. But therefore, like, I might not have at the beginning of the day prayed for that day, but I've prayed late the night before, flowing into the next day.
Yeah.
But that's certainly something that I want to continue to prioritize, and then learning more about the Mass and what that really means when I go every week. If it's something that I want to do every week, well, I need to know why. Yeah.
Both of those things doesn't not come down to then the relationship with God.
Because
the relationship with God in prayer and in Mass when we're doing our communal prayers in many ways, but then we're also receiving Jesus in the Eucharist.
Yep.
The desire to know him more, to love him more, to serve him more in whatever facet. You know, that's like the prayer facet of our life or that focus, but whatever facet, then, I guess for me, then being the wife, then for me, in my career and my physicality even, it says we are temples of the Holy Spirit, so I want to make sure
you got a good temple.
Yes, and not just the outside, the body, the spiritual inside. Will he even delight in living within me?
Yeah. I shared the scripture about that says seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and that's pretty much also the starting point. If we continue to seek after God and the way
that's
that going to
be on our
to
top
live,
of the list, that's the priority,
then okay, we still have struggles and worries and we still have to do things in our everyday life, but that's where our heart is. That's where we're attaining or we're reaching.
We're going to cope better, aren't we? We're going to be focused better. We're going to have God in our life more to be our counsellor, our advisor, our support, our comforter, whatever we might need at the time.
So this year, the weekly challenge, the first week of the year, is to think about what's are your priorities this year. What do you want to focus on? What do you value? Where do you need to focus in your relationship with God? What's something that you need to maybe fix up, get right?
I actually like those words, priority, focus and value. So when you're writing a little list, what pushes your buttons? What do you value right now? Not what years ago, value right now.
Yep.
And therefore, then that's what you're going to focus and prioritize.
And I think, I hope that when we have those in place, then we're setting ourselves up for a really good year because we can keep coming back to those. And, you might fall off the bandwagon a bit because that just happens.
Yeah,
but then, let's go back. You ate a donut, did you?
Oh, I'm guilty. I ate the donut.
Yeah. But then let's go back to my priorities.
Yes.
Back to my values, back to my focus. And then, lean into God again and he brings you back to those.
Like, I didn't pray today, Lord. I'm so sorry. I missed out having that relationship with you. Let's start again today.
And you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that in scripture God wrote, and his mercies are new every morning.
Yep. I need them every day.
Yep.
So we pray that conversation has really blessed you, that You do get some time to think about your priorities for the year, and we do pray that you do have a wonderful and amazing, fantastic
Happy New Year.
Year. Happy New Year, yes. And we look forward to chatting with you all during the course of this year. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everybody.